Carolyn.
And I'm Bethany.
And we are
Sisters in Song.
Tonight we welcome Jamie Lynch of the band OG8 or Original 8 to the show.
I can't wait to hear all about their latest singles. Jamie, the lead singer, is going to be on the show tonight, and we are thrilled to have her. Here's a little more about OG8 and Jamie.
Original 8, or OG8, is a collective force of award-winning and seasoned musicians focused on a shared ideological belief system of love of music over pursuit of ego. Based in Portland, Oregon, the driving force behind OG8 is founder and guitarist Troy Willeber. Bent on being a band that doesn't rely on a record label for both success and acknowledgement, in early 2023, Willeber established Beet Farm Music. From there, the OG8 band took hold.
Willeber searched for a vocalist that matched the values and could both command the stage and captivate the audience in a way that accentuates OG8's eclectic rock Americana blues sound led them to Jamie Lynch. A multiple winner of Best of Las Vegas, Lynch was the final element that ignited the undeniable chemistry. Drummer Michael Thomas, Underwood III, Renato Carantune, saxophone,
George Mitchell on keyboard, bassist Phil Baker and sound engineer Drew Canulette round out the band. OG8's first single, Woman, is a profound, unapologetic anthem, redefining the rock and roll landscape.
Hey musicians, are you looking for quality live show photos to highlight your work? Look no further than Summer Lee. Summer specializes in concert photography, and she's booking now in the Chicago and Nashville areas. She also travels and is tour ready. Find her on Instagram at summerlee.photo or Facebook at summerleephoto. Hit her up on DM for rates and availability. Summer shot for us at Americana Fest last September, and we can guarantee that she is the real deal and a true professional.
Welcome to Sisters in Song. Can you take a minute and tell us where you were coming to us from, and most importantly, who you are?
Yes. Hello, ladies. Thank you so much for having me. My name is Jamie Lynch. I am with the band OG8, and I live in Las Vegas, but the band is based out of Portland, Oregon.
Wow. Right.
Okay. So tell us what OG8 stands for those that don't know.
Yeah. So it's kind of a shortened name. It stands for Original 8. So that's the name of the band, but we like to go by OG8. It's just shorter and kind of easier to, you know, get out there. But Original 8 was basically, there was 8 original members of the band, including the 6 of us, you know, that are in the band all the time. So drums, keys, bass, guitar, vocals. And then we also have a fabulous horn player. And then we have our producer and engineer, Drew Canulette, who's also one of the members. And then lastly, our godfather, our lawyer, Mark Levinson. So that was the original 8. And that's how we came up with it.
And everybody is still there now. All 8 or so. Okay, fantastic. Love it.
Yeah, we're not going to change.
No lineup change.
No, that's great.
Great. Yeah, that would kind of make the name kind of not so great.
Yeah, I love it. So how do you make it work with them being in Vegas, or you being in Vegas and them being in Oregon? How does that, like,
right,
does it all work?
Yeah, it's definitely been an interesting process because most of the guys are based out of Portland. Like I said, I'm in Vegas, and then our drummer lives outside of Wisconsin. So we really truly are kind of all over the place. And it's rare, at least lately, when we're all in the same room together, because a lot of the guys tour and we all perform and do our own thing. But so basically how we make it work is, you know, I fly out to Oregon to record vocals. So whenever I'm out there, hopefully whoever's not on the road can come out and we can all kind of collaborate together. But we really just have been building it kind of piece by piece. And it's been an interesting process. We're in the studio right now recording our second album. And so it's interesting to see how it starts with, you know, Troy, our guitarist and founder of OG8. He'll come up with a guitar idea, and then I'll get a hold of it and come up with some melodic ideas and some lyrical ideas. And then we take it back to the other guys and they come up with some ideas. And so it's really like a building of layers to get to the final product.
Yeah, that's cool. Any idea when that second album's coming out?
Yes. So we are almost done, knock on wood. but we're aiming for probably a September release. So that is our goal at this point.
So this year, that's fantastic.
Awesome.
Well, we know you have a couple of singles that just came out. Tell us all about them because they're fantastic.
Thank you so much. So our first single that we released off the first album is called Woman, and that's a really kind of bluesy rock funk type of vibe, and it's all about women empowerment, empowering the girls, and really just owning your power for yourself as a woman and as a person too. But you know, the song is called Woman, and I'm all about empowering my girls, so I am thrilled that that was our first single that we released. And then the other song that actually just came out today on radio is called Change, and that's also, those are my two top favorite songs off the first album. Change is really about basically knowing that you need to change, or knowing something in your life needs to change. You feel that big change coming on, but it's also scary, you know, because you don't know what's on the other side of that change. And so that's what that song is about. It's about that feeling and anticipation of that big change that's coming, and you're terrified, but you're going to do it anyway because you know that you need to change.
Yeah, love it. We're thrilled to be able to listen to them. We know our listeners will be too. I'm going to go back a little ways and ask you, how did you get started in music, and how did the band come to be?
Oh, wow. Many, many years ago. So I personally, I have been performing in Vegas for decades now. I grew up actually as a professional dancer and dancing and acting. And then I was able to kind of transition more into a lead singer role. But I've been performing in Vegas for many years. And as far as the band goes, about 3 years ago, I met Troy Williver, who is the guitarist and, as I said, the founder of OG8. We had a mutual friend also named Troy, who lived in Las Vegas. So OG8 Troy reached out to Vegas Troy and said, hey, do you know any, you know, female singers? Because they wanted a female front person. And he's like, heck yeah, you know, here's, I know a bunch of them. And there's amazing talent in Vegas. I shout out to Vegas for real. But he hooked us up. And so Troy and I got on the phone together, and eventually he came out with his wife and a couple of the other guys from the band, and they came and saw me do a show in Vegas. And that was kind of it. We started teaming up after that, and they told me that they were doing this project. And I said, great. I was very interested in writing and recording original music. And so I asked Troy, can I write and record? And he's like, hell yeah, let's go. You know, so we started collaborating together, and it just started evolving into a full-on album and band. And that's how OG8 was born.
So the first album, when did it come out?
Yeah, so it was actually released, I believe, 2024. But there was, we didn't have our team in place at the time. Now we have this incredible management team and PR and radio promotions. And thank God, you know, because it does take a village. So it was released, but there wasn't a lot of push behind it. And so now we're kind of circling back around as we get ready to release the second album. We're kind of putting out those singles now from the first album and just trying to gain some momentum and traction. And it's been really exciting to see this happen.
It is exciting. Yeah. It's so neat to see how, you know, it's like a revival. You know, you're getting ready for the newest stuff, but we get to hear the stuff that's been out for a while, even though it's new to us. So to me, it seems like, this is fantastic. Why don't we get something new right away?
We have to take a minute to thank our sponsor, Brought Farm Designs. Brought Farm Designs offers the most adorable, handmade, washable, durable cat and dog bandanas and collar scrunchies. Our dogs look absolutely ravishing in theirs. Don't you want your dogs and cats to look as cool as ours? The coolest thing is that they hook onto the collar so you don't have to worry about them falling off or worry about them ending up in someone's mouth. They are perfect and they are adorable. Did I say they're adorable? Go to BF Designs 7. That's BFDESIGNS 7 on Instagram and send them a message and save 10% off your first order with the code Sisters in Song. Our dogs wholeheartedly approve.
Thinking about that, what do you think, you know, you were talking about needing a village to get everything going. What do you think is the hardest part about being a career musician?
There's a lot to it. I don't want to be negative by any means, you know, but there's a lot of rejection. There's a lot of ups and downs and twists and turns in this business. So for me personally, I would say just really believing in yourself and to keep going when you hit those lows, you know, because there's been many times over my years of performing that I've thought, what am I doing? Why am I doing this? You know, but I would say that, and I tell anyone, I feel like if you have a desire in your heart and a dream in your heart, it's there for a reason. It's meant for you, but you have to, you know, continue down that path and see what doors open and where it will lead you. It might not lead you exactly where you thought, but those doors and that path will reveal itself. So for me, I would say it's just been able to just hang on, you know, in those times of the dark, basically.
Yep. Do you have a favorite part?
My favorite part, for me, it's performing. For me, it's absolutely performing live. That's what I do. That's what I love. I love getting on stage and feeling that energy with the crowd, and it's such an energy exchange, and it's honestly just so fun. So th that's
We love Vegas. My
what I. Oh
husband and
gosh,
I
yeah.
actually renewed our vows for our 10-year anniversary
Oh
there.
my gosh,
It's
congrats.
been a long time since I have been there, but it's so much fun and there's so much entertainment out there. Do you have a favorite venue out there that you like to perform at?
Absolutely. By far for me, and there's a ton of beautiful venues in Vegas for sure. But for me, I love performing live on Fremont Street. Have you
Oh,
guys been to
cool.
Fremont?
Yes. I did the
Yes. So
zip
the stage is like right below the zip line. I'm like waving to the people. But no,
That's
it's
cool.
just such a fun venue because it's if you've been on Fremont, you know, it's just a party and everyone's
Oh,
there
gosh.
ready to have a great time and it's huge and it gets packed. And so it's just like you get to live out your rock star dreams on this stage, you know. It's super fun.
That would be a really, really cool place to
Yes.
play. Absolutely. So you do most of the lyric writing, is that correct?
Yes.
So how do you, like, when you're writing, do you write mostly from personal experience? Do you write from like an observation or from imagination or all of that to combined?
All of the above. So it's been an interesting process writing with OG8 because and just writing songs in general. Troy and I talk about this, but we feel like they're kind of like, you know, the music and the ideas are kind of like gifts from the universe in a way. It's like it's an energy that comes through. And so when I'm writing to the song, especially the way that OG8 does it, you know, like I said, I'll get a hold of some guitar ideas or like a simple track that the guys lay down. And so I take that and many times Troy and I will kind of talk about the inspiration before, like where it came from for him and what he thought about it. And then I'll get a hold of the music and listen and see, just feel into what's coming through, like what wants to come through for the song itself. And so, yes, like I definitely write from my own personal experience, but I wouldn't say that, you know, every song is specifically only about one experience or one person or one thing. It's
Sure.
almost like the energy's coming through my lens of it, if that makes any sense. I know
Yeah,
it
it
sounds
does.
really
Yeah,
weird,
yeah.
but so yeah, to answer your question, it is based on personal experience, but it's not all just based on me. It's really kind of what I'm feeling the song needs to be and what wants to come through and you know, sometimes the idea that we want to build on for that particular.
I love that process. We need a musician because we mostly write lyrics. So, well, we pretty much
Oh,
only write
cool.
lyrics. That's fun. Yeah. Someone to send us music.
That's amazing.
I
We
love that.
definitely need somebody to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I
well,
can
this
ask.
day and age, sorry, this day and age, I was going to say, you know, there's all these, I mean, there's controversy around AI and stuff, but you know, there's lots of many options for you guys if you have
Yeah, that's
lyrics
true.
and
You can stick it in AI. Give me a country sounding song.
yeah.
Yeah.
It's really incredible what's going on, I think, but
It's, I mean, technology. You never can, it one blink and it changes,
oh
right?
gosh, yeah.
Yeah. I was going to ask, we know that your vocals and your voice are your instrument, but do you play other instruments?
You know, I don't really. I tinker a little bit, you know, on piano and guitar. I have like literally like two guitars, a ukulele, a piano. So I have no excuse, really.
It's hard. That's an excuse.
It's
It's
very
hard. It's
hard
really hard.
to, you know, put you have to put in the time and the effort and the work, and it's worthy. I actually think that I should like bear down and like learn how to play more because I think it would be very helpful for songwriting. It is something I kind of run up against is not being able to like get musical ideas out because I don't have the capacity to play it, you know?
Yeah.
Well,
Well, we're learning, and I tell you what, it is
it's tough.
difficult.
Yeah, it really
But
is.
fun.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, much respect to the musicians that
Yes,
played.
yes, absolutely. So, what do you do when you run into writer's block? How do you get out of that?
I think sometimes I just step away. If I'm driving myself nuts and it's just like I'm forcing something, it's a balance because I will wrestle with it a little bit. I push myself to try to figure it out. But if it's really like this is frustrating, it's not coming, then step away. Take a
Yeah.
breather, go do something fun, and then come back to it with a fresh energy.
Yeah. Yeah. Get your mindset back in the game again. That's great
Yeah.
advice. So if we're let's talk about performing, since you said you've been performing for quite a while there in Vegas. Do you
Yeah.
remember your first performance and what was that like?
I don't remember
It's
my first
memorable.
performance in life,
Yeah.
because I started performing when I was very young. But I do remember my first performance in Vegas. I moved to Vegas and I was dancing in a show at the time at the Stratosphere of all places. And I was so scared. I was so nervous. And everyone says like they were terrified at their first show, but I was absolutely nervous and totally scared out of my mind. And there's been many times in my career where I get terrified to go on stage, but you just move through it. You just move through the fear. You trust your body. I've learned get out of your head, trust your voice, trust your body that you know what you're doing because you've rehearsed and you're ready. The more I think about it, the more I'll mess up. I just
Yeah,
gotta
right.
go, and just
Yeah.
trust.
Did you take vocal lessons and then dance lessons as you were growing up?
So I did take dance lessons and acting lessons growing up. I didn't really sing a lot. I did a little bit of singing, just in like some theater stuff, but I honestly didn't grow up singing. It's very strange. And then I moved to Vegas and I started dancing in shows and I had this desire to sing. I mean, I think secretly wanted to sing, but I just didn't. For whatever reason, growing up, it wasn't really on my radar, I think, because I was so focused on dance and other things. So when I moved to Vegas, I really started trying to learn how to use my voice and doing scales and taking some vocal lessons and getting, familiar with the instrument, and eventually was able to make that transition from professional dancer to professional singer.
I can't believe with that beautiful
I know, I
voice
was
that you
going to
haven't
say
been
that.
singing your whole life.
Same. I was going to say the
Thank
same thing. You're such a
you.
strong voice.
Thank
Yeah.
you. Well, it's been many decades now of singing.
Hey, listeners, Sisters in Song is brought to you by Pink Whisk Confections, our sponsor. Small batch scratch cookies, cheesecakes, and other desserts are available upon request. Custom orders for color and flavor are welcome anytime. Cookies are $15 for a box of 8 cookies and are individually packaged within the box. You can DM at Pink Whisk Confections on Instagram for placing all your orders. Make sure you use the code Sisters in Song Podcast for 5% off your first order. And you can also get these gluten-free. So anybody out there who has a gluten intolerance, you can ask for a special gluten-free order. Go check it out. I'm not kidding you. These are probably the best cookies you'll ever eat.
Do you have any sort of things that you do to prepare to go on stage? Any rituals or anything like that?
It takes a while for me to get stage ready, just hair and makeup and the whole thing, So I'll listen to some music and stuff, but I always try to warm up vocally in the car as I'm driving to a gig. But n nothing too crazy. I just, try to get in the mindset of it and make sure I'm warm before I hit stage.
Yeah, that's fun. That's
Yeah.
a I can't imagine how much fun it is to
Oh,
perform
I
there in
know.
Vegas and
On that stage, your
your
favorite
favorite
stage. I
stage.
was like, that sounds so fun.
Yeah.
Las Vegas is that, well, it's like we meet people on this show from all different locations. We've had people from a lot of people from Nashville. We've had several from California and stuff, but you might be our
You're
first
from
person from
Vegas.
Vegas. So
Oh, yay.
should we do rapid fire?
Let's
Ready
do
for
rapid
rapid
fire.
fire?
All right.
Okay. You start under me.
I'll start.
Okay. Coffee or tea?
Coffee for sure. Iced coffee.
Ooh.
Right.
Vinyl, cassette, CD, or streaming?
Oh, gosh. All of them, but I mean, streaming is the easiest nowadays, let's be real. But there's something about vinyl that's just really cool.
Really, it's so awesome that it's coming
Yeah,
back
I know.
too. Okay, first album that you ever bought?
Oh my gosh. I don't remember exactly Exactly. I remember like being really little and listening to Crystal Gayle with my mom and dad and like John Denver and stuff, you know.
Yay.
But then also New Kids on the Block when I
Okay.
was coming up, I love them.
Yeah. That's fantastic. What's your go-to if you sing, go-to karaoke song if you sing?
At Last by Etta James.
Ooh,
Oh,
great
love
song.
that song.
Thinking
And
about that's
Tennessee
been
Whiskey.
my wedding. Oh, Tennessee Whiskey. I'll bet that's
Oh,
a good
that,
one.
yes, great.
Okay, writing at night or writing in the morning?
Writing whenever the inspiration comes to you. But I try to do a lot of the writing and working on the album when my daughter's at school. So I do a lot of that during the day. But, I'll get little inspos and write it in my phone whenever I try to, whenever it comes through.
That's actually the next question. Do you write on lyrics, paper, phone notes, or voice memos?
All of it. Yeah.
Okay.
They're all full of
Whatever's
random.
there, right? Okay. Do you have a pre-show pump-up song that you listen to?
I don't have like a pump up song, but I do really enjoy like watching and listening to live performances as opposed to the studio recordings because I like to see what they're doing and how they vocalize certain things live. And yeah, it just kind of gets me in the in that live mindset vibe.
Love it. Okay, dogs, cats, fish, birds, or some other kind of animal.
Well, I love all animals, but I have a Frenchie who I'm obsessed with. So I love dogs so much.
What is your
Us
Frenchie
too.
named?
Zoe.
Oh, love Frenchies. What color? I
She's
love.
a brindle. She's
We're crazy
almost
dog
a
people.
stripe.
Yeah, we are.
Yay!
Oh, yay. Oh, love that. Okay, describe your sound in three words.
As far as OG8 goes, I would say rock, country, and funk.
Love it. What advice would you give to new songwriters and/or musicians?
I think what I was saying before, just that, again, if you have this desire on your heart, I believe it's there for a reason. And so to follow it, believe in yourself, don't, take people's suggestions with a grain of salt, be open to it, but also just trust yourself and your voice and your thoughts and your mind and your heart more than anything else, and just keep going. Don't give up.
Love it. Great advice. Will you share a song with us and our listeners and tell us what it is and a little bit about it?
Yes, absolutely. Okay, so it's hard to choose because, like I said, we have two singles that are on radio right now. I will say, take a peek at both, please.
Yes.
But since it just came out to radio today, I would say Change. Change is just released on radio. It's one of my favorite songs of the first album. It's actually the first song that I wrote with OG8, and
Wow.
it's a very special song to me. And it's as I said before, it's about that knowing that you need to change, feeling that huge change coming into your life, but having that kind of anticipation and dread and fear around it, but also knowing that you're gonna jump no matter what. You're gonna jump off the cliff, and either you're gonna fly or you're gonna fall, and either way you're doing it. So that's what change is about.
Awesome. Well, we
Yay.
know you all are going to fly because yes, they're
Thank
fantastic songs. So
you. Yep.
listeners, make sure you check this out.
Cried tears in the ocean today, and so afraid to change, but more to stay the same. And the harbor lights are calling me says change is coming, pretty baby. You'll never walk alone. I can feel it. The fog grows in and I'm scared, but I'm here for it. It's a feeling I can't explain, but I cry tears in the ocean today.
Okay, it's time for your shameless plug. Where can we find OGA? Where can we find social? What else am I forgetting? I forget all the things.
Things.
Website, bank.
Websites, camp, yes. All of
that kind of stuff.
Yes. Thank you. So excuse me. Yes, you can find us. I would say first and foremost, OGA8music.com. That's our website, obviously, and you can find everything there. All the streaming platforms are linked there. All of our social media links are there, our bios on everybody. Yay. Anything you want to know on OGA, you can find there. As far as social media goes, we are usually under OGA official. And then on Instagram is OGA_original8.
Okay. So
please find us. And I am Jamie Lynch on Instagram. So please find us, find me, come say hello. I would love to connect with your listeners and see what they think about the album.
Yay. And if you're in Vegas, listeners, go check her out.
Yes, please.
Yay. And check out the website so you can see when they're playing and all of that stuff too. But it has been an absolute pleasure to meet you and get to chat with you a little bit today. And thank you for taking the time to be with us.
It's my honor. Thank you so much for having me. You ladies are lovely. And thank you so much.
How fun talking to Jamie. I really want to go check her out on that stage. I'm like so intrigued about playing on the stage on Fremont Street. It sounds so cool.
Well, and so neat that we got to have somebody from Vegas when we've been there so many times. I just loved talking to her. She's sweet and all about the women's, you know, being
empowerment.
Yes.
Well, and how cool that their band is in like three different places and they can still make it all work. I love it. So thank you so much, Jamie, for being on the show. We really appreciated chatting with you and we hope to see you down the road. Thanks for listening to Sisters in Song. Follow us on all social media platforms at Sisters in Song Podcast and follow us wherever you stream your podcasts. If you like our show, please like and follow us on all of your social media. Please feel free to share.